Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report, and one of my favorite guests we have on the show periodically is Mark Taylor, the author of The Trump Prophecies. And Mark, we first had you on, I think, not long after Trump got elected. And of course, you'd received this prophecy years before Trump even was selected to be a candidate for president. If you actually look at how things are rolling out, he's nominated Mr. Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. His second nominee is coming up here, and according to your prophecy, it's very likely that in the third announcement will be the changing of the guard with the activist female Supreme Court judge, Ruth Gator. I've changed her name from Bader to Gator because, of course, you're in Florida, and she's an activist that is working hard for the left to make sure that she destroys the Constitution, which sets up that the Supreme Court was not to interpret the law and to create law, but to make sure the Constitution was adhered to. So the Gator Ginsburg is likely to go after the 2018, and this new nominee is very important. You also have another topic you want to talk about, the pedophilia issues, and we can get deep into that. But let's first talk about the announcement that you did prophetically in your book of the Supreme Court nominees, because this is going to change the character of American balance of power between the three branches of the government, and it's probably going to end the federal Roe versus Wade judgment. By the way, it was not a law. It was an opinion made by three judges in someone's living room. It was one that, unfortunately, when President Reagan 30 years ago nominated two judges, they were Catholic, but they actually were not pro-life. They actually rescued Roe versus Wade. So it's very likely these new judges have been vetted better, like Gorsuch and now Kavanaugh, are likely, when this judgment comes up in the next few years, before it probably, or just after the 2020 election, will kill the Roe versus Wade judgment, and it'll go back to the states. They may actually also restrict it so they can't do late-term abortions at the very least in some of these rogue states that still want to kill babies. Killing 60 million babies is bad, and God's going to bring judgment on America unless we repent of it. So it's interesting that your book and your prophetic warning is that God is going to, through Trump, announce and put judges in to give a period of grace to America, isn't he?
Yes, absolutely, and thank you for having me on again. You know, I wrote that prophetic word and right after Justice Scalia had died, and right before that, the Lord told me one was going to die, one was going to retire, and three would be caught in some type of a scandal. Now, what that scandal is and the timing, I have no idea. But there was an 8-month period there where everyone was really worried, because before Obama got out of office, there was about 8 months when Scalia died that they could have put another justice in, which was their goal all along. And so it did not work out that way. And there were two signs that were given at Scalia's funeral, basically saying that, no, this is not going to happen. And that's what the Lord was telling me. So that's when I wrote the prophecy saying, no, and God was prophesying saying, no, this is not going to happen. Obama will not get another justice in before he leaves. This has been reserved for Donald Trump, period. So the day that Donald Trump got sworn in, that part of the prophecy came to pass. Now, in that prophecy, it talks about where one will retire and then three will be caught in some type of scandal possibly. And so when those are removed, when God reforms the court, per se, Roe versus Wade will come down. Now, the timing of that, is, there's a timing issue, I'm sure, that God has to is putting certain justices in place, like we're seeing right now, and he will reform the court. Now, what the Lord was showing me the other day on this was that he's not moving the court left or right. What he's doing, he's moving the court towards righteousness. That's what he's doing. And that's what he's trying to strive for on this court. So I think the timing has got to be absolutely impeccable on this, because when you bring up Roe versus Wade, look out. And the other thing we need to be doing is that we need to be praying to mitigate some of the civil unrest that could possibly take place. One, when all these arrests that are going to go down, we'll talk about the corruption here later in the show, I'm sure, when these arrests go down. But again, look at the protests you're seeing taking place just over one Supreme Court justice. See, they know, even CNN had a headline saying that this is going to be the end of Roe versus Wade. They know it's coming, and there's a bigger picture behind the Roe versus Wade thing that people have to understand. There's a spiritual battle for that. And why is that? It is because the abortion issue is the food source for Baal. Baal is the strong man over America. That's what keeps him empowered over America, which is the abortion issue. And when these Democrats, or even you've got some conservatives that say that they're pro-choice, or they're for a woman's right to choose, and I just want to say this, is that you are being duped. You are being deceived. These people do not care about your right to choose. They don't care about a woman's health. All they care about, these Satanists, these Luciferians, all they want you to do is abort that baby. Why? Because they know it is a sacrifice unto their god called Baal. And that's right. The biggest and the deepest I can go with this.
That's really good. Well, I'm going to carry a little bit further. The name Baal, actually, it's interesting. Go back to the Magna Carta. You're familiar with that. Which is the Lords of Britain actually signed the Magna Carta with the king, which means the Baals, or the people who could own property, were the lords of the territories across England, the demi-kings, you want to call it, the ones that supported the king. And what in the Magna Carta basically enshrined that only Baals could own property, and the ones who were below the Baals were not considered humans. The old English word human means serpent man. So, in other words, unless you were a serpent man, you couldn't own property. And the people that were non-Baals were called monsters. Or the term which shaded in our movies in the last 100 years have been monsters. So people that are not indwelt by a demonic entity are considered monsters or monsters. That's how the Satanists look at the rest of us, that we are not indwelt by the powers of darkness, therefore we're monsters to them. Now,
right.
There's different types of demons. And the highest order of demons actually is under the power of Satan that interferes with our world and takes astral ectoplasmic sacrifices, their food, are the incubi and the succubi. These are the sexual warrior demons. That's why if you look at, for example, the symbols of some of the satanic symbols of the goat god, it's basically intersexual, male or female. And in fact, if you go back to the ancient Sumerian things about these ancient texts, they believe it was like a whore in the evening, and in the morning it was a warrior king, okay, that would lead into battle. What people need to understand, the reason why this pedophilia is so bad is because it's tied to the same reason for the abortion issue. They're gathering the ectoplasm of dead babies. If they wanted to stop pregnancy, I personally say, put a valve in. In fact, a doctor in San Antonio back almost 35 years ago developed a valve system that would cost less than $5 that would make a woman permanently sterile unless you turn the valve back on. You could put it through her belly button through a very simple procedure. Unless she wants to separate her pregnancies, she'd not be taking toxic birth control pill, which, by the way, all the birth control pills in the last 40 years have contained estrogens from horsemary urine, and they would actually create 16-hydroxyestronatics that we know for 40 years cause cancer. So they don't do this for the woman's health. And if you wanted to separate pregnancies, you could put a valve in. They want dead babies. That's why they even have the chuckle on these videos about dead baby body parts. And so you're absolutely correct. This is if you don't look at the spiritual side of this, and people say, well, I want to argue with you, Dr. Deagle. Killing and abortion is not murder. I know intimately, in exquisite surgical detail, abortion is murder. In fact, I'm going to have Nick Loeb on the program, hopefully in the next few weeks. He's actually one of the co-authors, along with the grandniece of Martin Luther King. And they're doing this movie called Roe vs. Wade. Now, you have to understand that Mick Loeb is fighting right now over the last 4 years with his ex-girlfriend, Vergara, Hollywood starlet. And they create these embryos that are actually have names and are actually in stasis in liquid nitrogen. And they are waiting to implant them into a surrogate mother so they can grow up. But they actually have property rights. And people in the right, the only way you can have property rights and you're an embryo or don't even have, quote, a developed central nervous system is if you're human, which means you have distinctly human genetics. So the 60 million babies we've killed, it's like, and this is what God told me, it's like running up to God and sticking him in the eye with a needle. If you don't think God's going to bring us to recompense and judgment, you're an idiot. America, Babylon the Great has fallen. Great is their tragedy. For all the kings of the earth, that day shall not trade, for they shall weep with the death of America. That's what's coming, people.
It's a no-brainer.
Opinion on this, Mark. When I became pro-life in by steps, God dealt with me earlier when I was a resident in 1978-79 in Calgary, and later in 1985, I became fully, completely, super pro-life. Since that time, I traveled around the United States and Canada, and what I discovered was that the Catholic churches, believe it or not, 95% would have me come there, show up to donuts and coffee, and talk in any church. It was very rare that there was some reason, technically or scheduling-wise. The Protestant churches, only about 10 or 15% would allow me to even come to talk to the people. They were afraid I was going to do something that they didn't like, even if they were actually in attendance to watch. So, by and large, the Protestant churches are absent without leave. Now, if we look at our Supreme Court nominees, two-thirds of the justices of the Supreme Court are Catholic, and the other third of the justices are agnostic, secular Jews. Now, when Jesus addressed the Jews, he talked about them being the synagogue of Satan, the Sadducees and the Pharisees. We have the same thing in the Supreme Court. The leftist Jews are the ones that are kind of screwing things up in the court, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, etc., etc. And very often they're females that have been appointed in the judge, or they're, we call, squishy Catholics like Stevens, who push forward gay and lesbian agendas as well as some of the justices that Ronald Reagan appointed back 30 years ago, including Stevens, and I think, I'm trying to remember the other female justice he appointed, that both rescued Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade, from my friend Dr. Fred Graves, who I'll be back on the program, knows the Supreme Court justices personally. He's been around for a long time. He's in the 70s. And he told me very clearly it was an opinion, not a law, not a final thing written, they have a Latin term for it, prescribed law. So, some of these people say, it was prescribed law, so therefore you can't change it. No, this is an opinion by a bunch of knuckleheads that didn't have the biological facts in front of them. And if they had ultrasound 3 years later, I have this from actual Supreme Court justices were challenged by Dr. Fred Graves, who's pro-life, that they wouldn't be able to pass Roe versus Wade because 78% of women who've already signed for an abortion in Oklahoma this year, this week, this month, today, don't proceed with the abortion once they realize it's a baby and it's not their body. It's a separate genetic individual from the time it's a embryo, a fertilized egg in the womb. So what do you think of that, Mark?
I mean, it's absolutely, it's a life to me, a conception. So, it's just one of those things where, again, this is why I feel like the Lord's going to clean out the court. Like you said, some are Catholic, some are Jewish.
The Catholics tend to be pro-life. The Catholics at least have some morality. And this guy, Kavanaugh, he's the only thing that I get, one judgment he had that I thought was a little bit fuzzy, is that the collective metadata, it doesn't violate the Fourth Amendment. But the thing is, Trump has done a lot of good things, but some of the things that are a little shady are he appointed Ray, who wants to use metadata for collecting collective metadata to analyze the public and figure out risk. You don't need that. You need individual metadata. You need three things. I want to know where people are spending their money. I want to know what social media they're putting on. If they're making threats or making public statements like these kids that kill people in Parkland, Florida, we can go pick them up, put them into a mental hospital under mental observation, and if they're crazy, they shouldn't be able to have a dinner knife, let alone a gun. You know, and we should not try to restrict people's gun rights, because crazies or insane people or people that are energized by people like Mad Maxine Waters want to harm other people. I don't care what their ilk is. I don't know if they're Democrats or Republicans. I don't want anybody harmed. But I do want to say this, and I'm going to repeat it so people get it straight. I don't threaten anybody. Last week, I got 2 death threats on my Facebook page, and I don't threaten anybody. But I don't think it's okay to, they call it protesting, but it's not. When you surround people and spit in their face and show you're going to beat them up or physically assault them with a weapon, that's harassment. And that deserves violent counterforce. Now, I had a discussion with my wife about this, and she said I was kind of threatening people. I don't threaten anybody. I'm a very gentle Hebrew Christian. But don't bring it. Don't bring it. Don't go and say, I had one guy last week say, he's going to come to me, put it on my Facebook page, and he's going to, and I'm going to mention his name, okay? I won't mention his full name, but Matt, and his last name, first initial is B, in Tennessee. He's going to come here, and he's going to shove my gun down my throat. If I had a concealed carry, which I don't yet have, but I think I'm going to apply. Now, I have here some weapons, nasty, nasty weapons that are both for armor-piercing or incendiary bombs. And you need to know, don't bring it, because if I thought there was real danger, not only to those there, but I also have exotic weapons I can build pretty damn quickly, and you don't want to see what's going to happen to you if you try to do it. They call it protesting. It's not. It's not damn protesting when you spit in my face and try to beat me to death or harm my family. You're going to see a level of violence visited on you you do not want to see. I do not want to harm you, but don't even threaten me, okay? And I will get the local authorities to get your carcass, because I have IP addresses and ways of tracking you down. I'm a techie. And if you manage to get through my gate and try to harm me or try to catch me at dinner or find out where I'm living, you'll be a sorry cat if you try to pull anything off. Now, I don't threaten anybody, and I want people to protest. Protest all you want. Scream all you want, but keep your distance. Don't go and say to the staff of the White House or anybody that you can surround them, like, and make them know that they're not welcome here. That's the crazy comments of Maxine Waters. I don't want any Democrats dead. I don't want any protesters dead, but I do want to make sure that you know if you try to harm me or my family, you're going to be exposed to a level of violence you can't even imagine. You'll see a side of Dr. Deagle. I'm not a mean doctor. I have people say the most vile things. You're the worst vile scum in the world. I'm not. I'm a human being. I'm a believer. I want you to go to heaven with me and all the other collective. But don't act like a devil and try to harm me or my family, or you're going to get exposed to things you can't even imagine. Now, I think that's godly, don't you? I don't harm anybody. In fact, I provide free services to help people all over the world with health care and so on all the time. So when I get people to twist it and say, you don't want me to protest, I said, protest all you want, but keep your distance. Don't harass the staff of Trump. Or right now we've got new protests where people, they call protesting, where they threaten with an axe to chop up Rand Paul's family. That's not protesting, man. That's called harassment and death threats. You pull that kind of stuff off with me, you can't imagine what I'll do to you. I am not Mr. Passive. That's why a lot of the holistic wellness doctors are dead now. Not Dr. Deagle. It's a good damn thing I went to the light, and God saved me with his grace and blood, because I would have been a really bad, bad guy. I have elements in my character. I know that without the grace of God and his blood, I'd be a monster, and you'd be scared to hell of me if you have any sense. But I'm saved by the blood, and I don't wish anybody bad. But don't bring it, please. I beg you. Don't threaten me. Don't put anything in my Facebook, and don't call my staff and threaten me, which you've done, or you're going to get exposed to some not-so-fun things. Don't come to my home or my business or say you're a very specific plan what you're going to do, or even recommend to somebody else on Facebook or some other media that you're going to do harm to me or my family. You can't imagine legally and otherwise what I'll do to you. It'll be not funny. So, Mark, I want you to respond to that, because we Christians can't be doormats for the left or the evil ones, can we?
No, and you know, I think there's a time and a place that you have to stand up. You got to defend yourself and your family. Period.
Right.
You know, I don't have a problem with it. And so, you know, but the point is that, you know, we don't want to invoke violence, but at the same time, the left is trying to create violence. People like Maxine Waters, to me, she should have already been picked up. She's already been arrested. She already should have been put in jail.
Why has she not been sanctioned by both the Democrats and Republicans in the House? Why is she not being arrested? And anybody who places threats, I don't care if it's left or the right, if the right starts threatening people like Maxine or anybody, I want Maxine to be taken care of. She needs to be in a psychiatric hospital and have someone comb her hair and take care of her, right?
936.
Welcome back. So, I wanted to clarify that. I wish nobody unwellness. I wish nobody to die or go to hell. But I do want people to understand we need a civil society. We have an uncivil society now. In fact, it's considered a mark that if you have a different opinion from the uber left, like Ocasio-Cortez and other people like Mad Maxine Waters, and even Nancy Pelosi and Schumer are in trouble for telling her to tone it down. I can't believe that the actual Democratic Party has a little bit of common sense, and Schumer and Pelosi, and they say, hey, Maxine, that you're a little out of line here. And I'm saying the same thing, Maxine, you need to protect it from yourself. Some nutball, maybe veteran, who's a little bit over the edge and is on antipsychotics, which are going to de-repress him, is going to take your offer to say, hey, shoot me, but shoot me straight, and some moron is going to hurt you. I don't want that to happen, Maxine. I don't want any people that are going to come from Tennessee like this guy, Matt, or anybody else, threatening Dr. Deagle, because you're not going to have a good day, my friend. You need to realize I'm a backbone, real, live American, and I've never been in the military, but my military people said, man, Deagle, you got military DNA. I worked with the military for 40 years. Let me tell ya, I'm a Christian, and a Christian, which means I'm going to defend my family both verbally, physically, and otherwise. And I don't want, and my family, by the way, includes Democrats as well as Republicans and Independents. A lot of my friends and so on are Democrats. I don't want them hurt either. I don't want this to get out of hand. And what I'm concerned about now is I want you to get into your movie that's coming up here, Mark. The Trumpocracy movie is coming out, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, what they've done is they've taken the book, The Trumpocracies, and they've turned it into a movie. And it is coming out October 2nd and the 4th of this year.
Ooh.
It's a Fathom event. So if people want to know about it, they can go to the TrumpProphecyMovie.com or Fathom Events. They type that in. They can type in their zip code.
It's called Fathom. You talked a little faster. The TrumpProphecyMovies.com, right? The Trump, right?
Yeah, the TrumpProphecyMovie.com. And they can see it at Fathom Events. Type in your zip code, and you'll see which theaters around you are going to be playing it. Now, we've got 1,200 theaters nationwide that are showing it. It could go up if we sell out, but it'll be you know, right before the midterm elections.
Wow. Now, this is Fathom, that's F-A-T-H-O-M, Fathom, right?
Yeah, Fathom. Pepper's and Foxtrot, correct.
Fathom Events, right?
.com.
E-V-E-N-T, yeah, but it's plural, events, EVENTES.com, fathomevents.com, because I'm going to make sure I put up the links there so people can go there. Wow.
Yep.
This is going to have a spiritual effect in the nation. You're like the guy in the rudder of the big, you know, ship, and you're there as the pilot of the ship, and you're realizing, you look at the star signs and so on, and you see the wind a certain way, and you're grabbing that rudder and trying to put America heading toward a more right, not just right, but righteous nation. And that's going to really wake people up to realize that God's watching us, isn't he? And he's going to both bless us.
It's going to bring encouragement to the country. You know, and now we don't know if it's going to go international. I know there were some plans to try to get it in Israel. But, you know, this is going to be encouragement. You know, one of the things I want to do, too, that most people aren't going to talk about in this movie, is it's going to bring awareness, I think, to the PTSD issues in the fire service and show people what firefighters actually go to on the job and off the job. You know, we always hear about our brothers and sisters in law enforcement and military, and, you know, we love them and we support them wholeheartedly, but you never really hear a whole lot about the firefighters. And what people have to understand about the firefighters is that the suicide rate in firefighters is now beginning to rival that of the military. The PTSD rate is beginning to rival that of the military. So there's not been anyone that's really given the firefighters a voice, and if I can be that voice for them, that's what I would like to do, and especially I think that's what this movie's going to do as well. But it's also just going to bring, it's about the story of the Trump prophecies, how the Trump prophecy came about, and how it led to a major prayer movement in America, and how ultimately it led to God performing a miracle, basically November 8th, through bringing Donald Trump.
Exactly. Now, there's a transformation occurring with Trump as well as of our country. Trump, I'm saying, day by day, month by month, is becoming more and more of a Hebrew Christian leader of a becoming righteous nation. Generation Z, which is the latest generation that were born after 2000, and the Generation X, which were initially pretty liberal, are becoming very conservative. In fact, the young people today are more conservative than my generation were back in the 60s and 70s. And that's good. There's more move by Christian churches and so on now, Catholic and Protestant, to stop Roe versus Wade and the murder of babies in the mother's womb than for the last 40 or 50 years. It's really culminating, and these Supreme Court nominations that are going to occur are going to put an end to Roe versus Wade, and also our funding of abortions around the world. We have a thing called the Montreal Protocol. We pay for abortions in Kenya and other countries around the world to reduce the world population as part of this globalist agenda to reduce and kill babies. But it's an astral sacrifice to get the ectoplasm for the Baals, for the incubi and succubi, demonic warrior demons working under Satan. People don't realize that, but that's the facts. The ugly, nasty facts, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, we have to be prepared for a lot of things. We got to stay in prayer. We can't lay down our weapons of warfare. So, you know, we have a lot of good things coming. We have a lot of good things happening. We have a lot of good things coming. That doesn't mean that there's going to be some bad things that don't happen in the process. You know, the Lord said we're going to have trials and tribulations. But we've got to stay in an attitude of repentance is first. Repentance first and prayer. You know, prayer is when you address God. You know, spiritual warfare is when you're addressing the enemy. So, you know, we have to take ground, and we've got to hold that ground at all costs.
Exactly. So, I'd like you to kind of talk about this some more. Where do you see America going? Now, we have the midterm elections coming up. I think you're going to see a red wave, not a blue wave. In prayer, I don't know if this number will all work out, but I'm seeing framing up that we're going to probably gain six senators. I don't think they're going to actually lose the senators are kind of in a marginal states, but I see six more senators for the Republicans and 14 more GOP House members for the Republicans that are going to be primarily supporters of Donald Trump and push forward his agenda to fix health care. I want to see health care, for example, like the ancient Cohens, where it's affordable, it's under the control of you and your doctor, you don't have forced vaccines and forced protocols. I want to see it where we have new avenues and ways of getting people into the healthcare scheme. So if you have medics that are trained in the military, like firefighters that are trained as an EMT, I want to see them, if you can master the database and go to a center of excellence, damn it, you're a doctor or a surgeon. If you can master the database and you have the knowledge to do the surgical skills, we're going to make you an alternate pathway to become a health professional, whether it's a nurse or doctor or a medic in the military. And I saw that when I trained first in Georgia back in 87 with the trauma team for the 82nd Airborne Division. And these guys did Milage. They were great. They were funny, too. That's why the funniest people I know are firefighters, man. These people are, you have to have a good sense of humor to do the awful things you do every day. I mean, if you don't have a sense of humor, you're not going to survive mentally in the stress of the job, right?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, but the best artists, the best sense of humor, and good musicians, too. Because when they were in downtime, they had to occupy themselves and to distract themselves from the extreme stress of going into a home and pulling out dead bodies or people dying of smoke inhalation or chemical burns or whatever it is. And it's like, whoa, man, you guys, you know, 90% of the time things are kind of routine and, you know, doing drills and so on. 10% of the time is nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of downtime in the station I was at. I mean, we turned 12,000 calls a year out of that one station alone. So I was down in the ghettos in Orlando. So downtime, you know, I used to love it when people would say, well, you know, what do you guys do in your downtime, play checkers? Yeah, why don't you come ride with me for 24 hours and we'll see exactly what we do.
Yeah. Well, I'm exaggerating, but I know that downtime to me, the real 10% is the stuff that's so awful you don't want to have expose any human to it. The other stuff is pretty stressful, but it's stuff that you guys have hardened to, like police people or special forces in a foreign country. in a sense, basically, you're kind of a firefighter, special forces here in America, dealing with violent, drug, crazy people. They're often dying or in serious conditions. So the Trump Prophecy movies are coming out. Again, those links are thetrumpprophecymovie.com and Fathom Events, that's F-A-T-H-O-M events.com, right?
Fathom, F as an F, Foxtrot.
Yeah, F-A-T-H-O-M. Couple weeks, I want to do some promo video clips for you for your movie. Again, the website is thetrumpprophecymovie.com and Fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M events.com. Amazing. I'm looking so much forward, and I want to get some promo out here. The more souls that we get to watch this movie, the more voters we get to support Trump and his agenda, the more Christians that are ready to prayerfully support the vile desecration of getting rid of this Supreme Court injustice of Roe versus Wade, the more we get rid of the Montreal Protocol and we stop being the ectoplasm to the bales of this satanic world, the more America is going to reduce the sentence of judgment on America and increase the grace that God could give us. So kudos to what you're doing, Mark. That's great.
Well, thank you. It's not been an easy process. I mean, the news media has been all over me.
Yeah, you're on your own right-wing watch. I poked up on right-wing watch when I had Josh Bernstein, and they took my statements about just doing self-defense as being threatening protesters and saying, "How, what a vile person you are, Dr. Deagle." I said, "No, I'm not a vile person. I'm a nice person. If you get to know me, say, oh, man, I want you to be my uncle." In fact, I have a younger lady that her mother teaches, my daughter, Kelsey, with 25 with Down syndrome. And she wants me and my wife to be her godmother and godfather. So we're going to go through a church ceremony for that here shortly. You know, I'm a nice person, but I do want to defend myself. And I want to defend people of all colors, of all political backgrounds, whatever. But you got to know our society needs to be civil. We also need to realize there's an end of grace at some point, and there's judgment coming. And if we don't repent, again, I would say, in a sense, God brought you forward to give America time to repent, didn't he? When he brought forward the Trump prophecies and Trump got in, and now Trump is appointing his second Supreme Court justice and likely a third before the 2020 elections, it's very probable that God is turning back the tide, and he says, "And do not let the wind blow on the land and the sea, etc., for a time, times, and half a time." God is literally telling us, "I'm going to give you some grace, America. There's some nice people in America. I love you. I want you to have time to repent, to stop killing babies, and stop promulgating wars, and stop the drug cartels that are tied to the deep state, and stop people like Peter Strzok that can lie to our senators and congressmen in the House." I mean, I listened to this guy today, and I could not believe what I heard. He screwed up his face and tilted his forehead to make an angry eyes look. And I'm thinking, you're lying through your teeth. This was disgusting what I heard this morning. What do you think of when you hear Peter Strzok? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible the arrogance that these people have. I mean, it's just like they think that they're untouchable. They think that they're not going to be held accountable. Well, I got news for these guys. The corruption is coming to an end, and this is what you're not hearing on the news. I mean, we're up to close to 40,000 sealed indictments right now. We've had 7 ex-presidents globally that have been arrested. We've had over 15,000 or so pedophiles that have been arrested. So you're not hearing all this stuff. But I got news for these guys. This corruption is coming to an end. They may not. They are going to be held accountable. These guys are going to be going to Gitmo, these traitors. And a lot of these guys are going to be going to prison, period. And some people are getting frustrated because it's taking so long. But you have to realize there's a process in place right now that they've got to clean out the FBI. They've got to clean out the DOJ of the Obama holdovers. And they've got where they can have a fair and investigation so that they don't go in there, these holdovers don't go in there and they muddy up the waters on an investigation, because what we don't want is people like Hillary Clinton walking on the technicality. So they have got so many investigations going. This is going to take time, and I tell people, put your seatbelt on. It's going to be a while. So we've got to be patient, but just know that there's a plan in place, and they will be held accountable.
And when that happens, by the way, the powers of darkness, the spiritual realm, are going to really have a fit, aren't they? Then we're going to see
they're having a fit now.
Well, we're going to see a lot more fittishness. I honestly think when I saw the face of this guy, you know, as I say, I have a spiritual gift. I could actually tell you the name of the succubi and incubi inside Peter Strzok, who's an individual of clay and iron. That's my ministry, by the way. It's called Clay and Iron Ministries. And God said, someday I'll make you understand what it is. This is back in the early 90s when he gave me clay and iron and abortion Armageddon face down on my concrete and God dictated it to me. And now I know what it is. Individuals like Peter Strzok and Hillary Clinton, these are people of clay and iron. Clay being human flesh and iron being the transdimensional entity that's inside them. They're being avatared like a video game, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
These are not just normal human beings, your brothers and sisters. These are brothers and sisters that are totally taken over by evil.
Yeah,
amazing.
I'm not, you know, these people are not human.
No. They're not. And people say, well, they look like human. Yeah, that's like buying a toy from China that's toxic. If your kid touches it, they're going to die. These people like Peter Strzok, when I saw him screwing up his face and leaning forward and making his eyes look really dark, I'm thinking, whoa, we're not hearing a person talk. We're hearing a demonic entity talk through his mouth. It's disgusting. And it's like so arrogant. It's like, don't you know that we know that you're caught? It's like catching a kid that's got his arm in the cookie jar. He's got cookie crumbs all the way from his wrist right to his neck. And he still lies and tells you that he's not eating your cookies in the cookie jar. Mama, I didn't do it. I didn't eat the last cookie. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, and again, you're seeing, it's almost like the protests you're seeing now. These aren't protests. These demonstrations are demonstrations.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, demonstrations. You're so brilliant. Demonstrations. That's what Mad Maxine heard. Lower jaw's moving like one of those Muppets from the Muppet world, you know? To make sure they know they're not welcome. I'm thinking, this is a gas station. This is a restaurant. You're not welcome in a gas station? You got to be kidding.
Yeah, again, they're flailing around, they're demonstrations, these are demons that are manifesting in these people, their time is short.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they do have a time. In fact, that's a quote we out of the Bible. It says, woe to you, earth and sea, for great is his wrath, Satan, for he has come down to earth from the heavens, and great is his desperate remonstrations of the fact he knows his days are short and his time and his existence shall be stomped on. We don't know how many trillions of years old Satan is. He's an old soul. He's an old being. And he's about to be destroyed. He's not going to have an end where he goes to play, you know, the harp down in hell or you know, have cocktails with Sammy Davis Jr. and Flip Wilson. No. He's going to be annihilated. He's going to cease to exist. And he knows that day is coming, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's not too far off, but I mean, until then, until that happens, we are to make life as miserable as possible. We are to take ground and hold it at all costs for the kingdom of God, but we're going to make life miserable for the enemy, and that's what we're doing right now. I mean, we are literally invading hell, and we are taking ground that belongs to the kingdom of God. We're taking it back, and that's what he does not like.
Yeah. Yeah, he certainly doesn't like it, does he?
No. That's why you're seeing these manifestations of these demonstrations.
Well, one of the things I think needs to happen is people don't know the power of prayer, do they? You can be in your car, you can be in an airplane seat, you can just be sitting by your dinner table and the dinner's not served for 10 minutes. You just say a quiet prayer, say, thank you, God, for whatever you've done. Bless all those activists like, you know, Mark Taylor and his movie. Bless the people who get touched, not just with the intellectual truth of the movie, but the spirit words that come out from the movie. That's what's really important, isn't it?
Right. And you know, again, prayer's when you're addressing God, warfare's when you're addressing the enemy. And so, you know, there is a time and a place for both, and we need to address God with our prayers, our target-focused prayers, but we also need to target-focus our spiritual warfare to go after that ground that God wants.
Right. And by the way, he's watching every move. God has omniscience. What I think about funny about God, he wants us to operate in time-space, but he knows the end from the beginning. He knows who's going to be his child that's going to be with him for eternity. He knows who's going to actually listen to his grace. He knows those who are sinners now that are going to become saints by literally submitting to the will of the Most High God. And I remember the definition that was in Genesis. And, you know, Eve took this and passed this sin on to Adam. Do what thou wilt is the whole of the law. In other words, you already are so fantastic. God made you so great. You know all the animals and everything, named everything. You don't even need to pray anymore, consult God. Do what is right in your own mind, and that's good. That's what Satan convinced Eve. And people don't realize that 95% plus of what is evil looks, tastes, and smells good, at least initially. Woman's rights for abortion, right? Or
from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Exactly. And that's what happens. If you don't submit to the will of God, you can only do good if you add the extra O on God to do God. How's that?
Yep, absolutely.
If you don't do God with an extra O, good, whatever else you have that you're doing, if it's not accepted by the will of the Most High, it's by definition evil. So support and pray for Mark Taylor. Support for his movie. We'll get you back on in the next few weeks after you have some time with your family and all the promotions that you're doing. Thank you, Mark, for coming on. It was an amazing discussion today. We pray for all those people on both sides that we have civil discussions and no threats. I don't have any threats, but I want people to understand, pray for America that we can resolve all our differences rationally. How's that?
I tried.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.